The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Joe, that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer of the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for coming on in. To reach Dr. Mike, you can call on the phone at 877-711-5211. Pretty popular ways. The old email, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, or look for us on iHeartRadio, too. iHeartRadio Talk at Radio MD to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio, and it's a special news and updates station you customize for your own needs. Go to iHeartRadio.com. You can have an app to download, use it on the web, on the computer. Flip in the main menu, search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And we congratulate our newest affiliate to the show, gaining affiliates every day. It's WVFT-FM, 93.3 FM, Grenta, Florida, Tallahassee, Florida. And we thank them, and we thank, we'll pick a couple randomly as we go through the show here and there. WKALAM, 1450, Rome, New York, and KCRN, AM, Longmont, Denver, Colorado. As you can see, the letters, if the radio station starts with a K, it's west of the Mississippi. If it's east of the K, it's the radio station starts with a W. So we're all over the world. We may get all over the world someday. Anyway, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Guest time is 35 after the hour. Mike, who are we talking to?
The father of functional medicine, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, is our guest. He's written a very, very stimulating, interesting book called The Disease Delusion. Is disease a delusion? And what do you do about it? What does functional medicine do about it? And why is he writing about it now? And what's so interesting about it is functional medicine is a field that is taking off in medical practice. And we're going to learn more about it and why that's good for you.
All right, so if I tell my wife I'm sick, I don't feel well, she tells me it's all in my head. So is that kind of what we're going to be handling, one of the directions of this
we'll
interview?
We'll find out, won't we?
Well, I hear it all the time.
Out.
It's all in your head. Don't worry
we're
about
find
it.
Out. That is not what this is about. But it's not impossible that it's in your head, but that's not what this is about.
Okay. Joan Rivers, we've had a day or two to sift through this, and of course she passed away Thursday at 81, having a throat procedure. Any more you can make out of that?
No, you know, I know all the current modern techniques, and when I was in anesthesia full-time, I ran the University of Chicago Department of Anesthesia and Critical Care for 17 years, ran the one here at the Cleveland Clinic for several years. I was chief of cardiac anesthesia at UC San Francisco for, I think it was 9 years. So I've done a lot of anesthesia. The thing that used to scare us most was procedures on the throat, because there are two doctors fighting for the airway. That is, the surgeon is trying to do something to help the patient, and the anesthesiologist is trying to help make sure she ventilates. But there have been enough technology advances in the last 10 years, really in the last 7 or 8, with the way you look at the airway and the way you can maintain it during this, that there's something funny going on here. This should never happen in a modern medical practice where you lose the airway and she arrests. So there must be, and all of the drugs we use now have reversal agents. So you should be able to reverse them and get her breathing as well. Same thing, if you will, with Michael Jackson. If he'd been cared for appropriately, he would have never had the cardiac arrest. That was a lack of airway management. Well, so airway management skills, the technology has improved so much that this should never, never happen.
All right, so this clinic will rightfully so be investigated. That's probably the way it's going to go in that area?
I don't know. My guess is that that's what will happen, and we'll find out what will happen, or maybe not. Maybe there'll be a settlement. We'll never find out. But this is how do I say it other than this is really strange that the way it's been described, that is, that it was an airway management problem, should really never happen.
All right. I know you're not a lawyer, but do you think there might be a possibility that the Rivers family will sue the hospital, sue the clinic? And again, I know you're not a lawyer. You don't have any legal means.
I don't know all that happened, but, the natural way, since this should never happen, the natural thing is, there's some mistake was made or some patient irregularity. We don't know all the irregularities.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, this woman had a ton of surgery, right?
Yeah.
She's already shown that she can undergo surgery multiple times. So there's something going on that isn't what you would say explainable by the data.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Our guest, 35 minutes past the hour, will be Dr. Jeffrey Bland. He's the author of The Disease Delusion at 35 minutes after the hour. Ebola, it's growing. I've heard that. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, the problem we have is that it is person-to-person transmission, and even after death, the virus lives in the person for a considerable period of time and then is transmissible. So you've got to get it directly from a body fluid, but it requires a relatively sophisticated use of gloves and protective equipment to not get it when you're burying someone, or if you're directly involved in their burial, or if you're directly involved in their care. And there hasn't been that personal protective equipment and the skilled use of that and the skilled use of supportive care, just regular old IV fluid. So when someone's got diarrhea and someone's got vomiting and can't hold food down, which is what this does, you've got to be able to give them those fluids back, or else they go on a downward cycle of lack of blood volume, which shuts down organs, which kills organs. So that's one of the reasons why supportive care seems so important in this.
Can airplanes...
So the lack of that seems to be able to promote people who have this disease and can give it to others. Plus, it's got a 21-day incubation period, up to 21 days, meaning you may not know you have it for up to 21 days. So those two factors mean that unless we very tightly isolate this region and very strongly do supportive care there, it appears that this bacteria can continue. The other thing is we get some of our foodstuffs from there, and I don't know whether it lasts. For example, cashew nuts, cocoa, and coffee are all harvested from these regions and these farms where this is occurring, and I don't know whether it can come in on some of those foods and be spread by some of those. We think it's only bodily fluids, but is there a potential of it living in, for example, a cashew plant or a coffee plant or a cocoa plant? So we don't know some of the things about why it's coming back after it seemingly was eradicated several years ago.
Can airlines, planes, trains do anything better to, protect us while we're flying?
It's not very many people who vomit on you or you have direct bodily contact with while you're flying. That's the good news. And it's only direct bodily contact. It doesn't appear to be airborne in any way, Joe.
All right. Youdocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Right after the break, the connection between bras and breast cancer, among other top medical stories of the week. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Ow. ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.